In order for the output to be there, we have to start inward. We need to invest more on the input. In order for the output to be fruitful, we have to take time and invest on the input. We have to take time to invest on the input so that when we take out this energy to the world, we are able to manifest the things that we want, the things that we need, and the things that we feel the world should receive. We are able to manifest.
Hey, what's good, people? Welcome to yet another impactful episode of the People's Journal, where authentic stories are told by real people. I'm your host, Pacman, Mr. 925. And wow, man, I guess it's been a minute since I stepped and spoke behind a mic. You know, I think the last time I was with you guys was just during the last day of the year, which was the 31st or the 30th of December 2022. I was just talking about how it's important that we don't forget about our dreams, and we pay attention to those dreams, and no matter how we are growing, we shouldn't lose that sight. Yeah, I think it's been a while. I hope everybody has been doing good and everybody's been doing great. We are deeply now in 2023. Can you believe it? And the year is just speeding off as if it's Michael Schumacher driving, you know, the air. So it's really scary. It's really unpredictable also, because we are living in fast-paced times, and we are living in unpredictable times as well. But I hope everybody settled in nicely and comfortably, and everybody's just on the wheel. It really does feel good from my side to just be behind the mics and just to do what I love. I know that some of you have been waiting for episodes to drop, and we haven't been dropping any of those episodes. There's also just been a lot within these 4 months. I moved out at home, and I've also been trying to find my feet, because the place that I've moved into has its own challenges in terms of transport, logistics, time management. I think right about now I can really say that I'm fully in terms of the fatherhood bag, the role. And sometimes it's really difficult to find times in between to also do the things that we love. And I always go back, and sometimes when I listen to the episode that I recorded before the year end last year, it hits me, because I feel like sometimes I speak things that I do not practice, you know. And the last time I was listening to that episode was not so long ago, and it kind of just sparked something in me. I guess to a certain extent, it was a motivation that I needed to park in the archives and once in a while to go and just visit, so that I can also be uplifted and be fired up to do the things that I feel most passionate about. And as you know, the People's Journal podcast is one of those things that I really, really, really care about. It's also one of those things that I feel like it's God-given. And it's also one of those things that I feel like have changed my life drastically. I won't lie, I've been so depressed knowing the fact that I haven't been doing or recording an episode. It's been really, 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 really depressing, knowing that I've been depressing my passion and putting it on hold so that I can focus on other things. Not saying the things I've been focusing on are not important. They are important. But I feel like as much as we do and focus on all these other important things, most importantly, the bag of trying to survive and trying to make ends meet, it's always important at the back of our heads, at the back of our minds, to always remind ourselves and to allow ourselves to be in that space where we don't forget. We need to fight, basically. We need to fight for the things that we believe in, and we need to fight for the things that make us come alive. And the People's Journal is one of those episodes, you know. So one thing that I noticed and that I promised myself that from now on, moving forward, I will do is, even if we don't have a guest on the podcast, but I am promising to drop these nuggets, to record, you know, to say something on the mic, until I also get comfortable again, and until, you know, we mend our relationship again. Because at this point, I also understand that it's like a relationship. When you are in a long distance relationship and you're not making the means of communication, bit by bit, the relationship starts to deteriorate. We start losing focus. We start paying attention to other things. Even though the love is still there, even though we feel we still need each other, even though we still think about each other, it takes a lot of work to mend that relationship back, to mend that trust back, to bring that affection back into the space and to feel each other again. Because of distance can create a drift between people who are in a relationship. That's why it's important that even when we are in a long distance relationship, because sometimes it's bound to happen, sometimes we are bound to find ourselves in long-term relationships because of the passions, because of the things that we are trying to attain, achieve, are different. We have different journeys that we have to walk by ourselves. But that doesn't mean that we are not connected, you know. And sometimes it just needs a little bit of tickling to awaken that connection. So one thing that I promised myself that I will do is that at least in a week, I'll try to record an episode. I'll try to be in a space and be present with the authentics, with everybody else in the community. Because one thing that I really appreciate and I'm grateful for about this platform is that we don't have a fan base, but we are a community, you know. And therefore I believe that a community will always be there, even though some members might branch out and go do other things. But when they come back, they'll still find that community, because they'll always be people or members of the community that still exist and uphold some of those values of the community. I'm also a part of the community. I don't look at myself as the leader of the community. I don't look at myself as the superior of the community, but I look at myself as one of the members of the community. And in this community, we are all under one umbrella. We are all guided by the universe, you know, the Most High. So I promised myself that once in a while, just every week, just do a check-in, you know, share some of my experiences that I'm going through, so that I can also understand where some of our members are. Because remember, the reason why we started this platform was so that we can talk about the things that are bothering us, we can talk about our aspirations, we can share advice, we can create maps that would lead us to successful avenues, you know. And hence the People's Journal, because I started this platform out of the journal idea, the inspiration that I got out of my journey of capturing my thoughts and capturing my experiences on a journal. And I thought, no man, why don't we have a platform where we can all come together and share these experiences together, so we can learn from one another or from each other's experiences and grow together, you know. And one of the things that I think I want to start with as I'm recording this is I want to talk about taking a gap year. It's okay to be delayed in the process for you, in order for you to get to your destination. Sometimes it is important to get delayed in the process so that you can reach your destination. I believe that each and everyone has a timeline that the universe or the Most High has set for them to attain or to reach their destination. Some get there faster than others, and some get there later than others. Hence why we say life is a marathon and not a race, because at the end of the day, we are all running our own marathon. So just after high school, I had completed my high school level. And of course, due to the disadvantages of not being financial stable and viable and having the resources that will propel me to go to universities and colleges, I was then forced to take a gap year. And in the beginning of the gap year, it wasn't really that pleasant, because you come from a time and space where you have a certain routine that you have to follow every time. You know that at a certain time you have to wake up, prepare for school. When you get to school, there's a certain timetable that you have to follow. So your life is conditioned based on the rules, the systems that were put in place that you would follow. And therefore it kind of made life easier, because you'd know that you'd have something to follow and something to look forward to. But when you are in a gap year, it's really difficult to get your head around creating systems, because you can create a system and then the following day that system becomes dull and you realize that there's nothing that I can do, or there's nothing for me to do. You can say, this week I'm gonna wake up this time, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna fuck up my CV, I'm gonna go and do that and do that and do that and do that. And then that day comes and you realize you don't have money to print the CVs. You realize you don't even have a computer, a laptop to type the CVs. You realize so what I'm trying to say is that in a gap year, you get discouraged a lot, and it takes a lot of courage for you to look beyond the gap year in order for you to see what's on the other side of the gap year. You know, some people take a gap year to go and find themselves, to explore their passions. And some people, like myself, are forced to be in those gap years because of those lack of resources. And one thing I can say is that there's a lot that I had learned, or that the gap year taught. I had learned so much from just taking time out, even though it wasn't purposefully so to take time out. But sometimes I feel like the universe creates those gaps for us so that we are able to go on our own personal journeys of development, to go on our own personal journeys of spirituality, to go on our own personal journeys of discovering the who we are and the why we exist. You know, so during the gap year, of course, the first phase of it was very difficult, until I made the choice that I don't want the rest of my year to be the same as the beginning of the year. So one of the first changes that I did was I started committing myself to go to a library. I was not a reader by that time, and I went to the library, and I went there to just go and ask some information on how I can get access to the books. And when I got there, man, the reception lady was very kind, and she gave me all the information that I needed and even more. And I was so happy. Came back home, I had a membership card, and I could now access the library, not knowing that that step was the first step of change, was the first step of me stepping into my light, basically. And my life ever since that first step has never been the same. I started reading books that changed my life drastically, that exposed me to my higher self, that also gave me an advantage when it came to certain opportunities. Now, why do I want to talk about a gap year? Is that sometimes in life, things happen. Most of us during COVID got laid off, some got fired, some contracts ended, and that's the gap year. That's literally the gap year. Not being able to produce a podcast weekly, 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 recording monthly, 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 and taking that gap year and taking a step back, that is an important and crucial time, depending on how we look at it. If we are obviously in denial of the situation, then it puts us in a situation where we are unable to see what the universe is trying to show us. Because sometimes you being laid off from your work, from that job, from that 9-to-5 that you were working at, is an opportunity for you to step into your entrepreneurial spirit, to do the things that you've always wished to do. Sometimes not going to that university after school, or that college, or getting a job same time, is an opportunity for you to step into your highest power. Because I look at that moment and sometimes I can see things crystal clear, why I had to be in that position, why I had to experience that gap year. And one of the reasons why was because when I moved out of high school, when I finished my high school, I had a low self-esteem because of I was so conditioned in my mind to think that the school that I was in had not equipped me enough to face the world. I started thinking about what if the kids who are in private schools will see that I went to a school that had no resources. What if they laugh at my accent? What if they discover that I can't read? How will I be able to produce the best results? Can I even be the best cashier if I had to go work at a retail store because of the education that I had? So all of those tricks played in my mind, and the universe said, take this gap year. And in this gap year, here are the lessons that you need to learn. Take this space and time and work on those insecurities. Work on bettering yourself. Work on developing yourself. And that's exactly what happened for me. Because when I got exposed to that library, then I started reading. My confidence, my self-esteem went up. Because now I was exposed to more than what I had thought I didn't know. I was exposed to my higher self. I was exposed to new information. I was exposed to information that I feel and that I know that the people that I was most concerned about had and knew. So now that I know the same thing that they know, and I have the confidence that I needed to step into that zone, I knew that anything was possible. I knew that nothing would ever limit me, regardless of my background, because of I had went and underwent that process of personal development that allowed me to reinvent myself, that allowed me to reinvent my beliefs, that allowed me to reinvent my self-esteem, that allowed me to rebrand myself and look at myself differently and feel myself differently and do things differently. And ever since then, I've done things differently and I've moved differently. So I wanted to talk about a gap year that you might be in a space where you feel like things are not happening for you, where you feel like this is the end of the world because you did not choose to take that gap year. You did not choose to be unemployed. You did not choose not to have the right resources to take you to varsity. You did not choose all of those things that you feel are holding you back and are not helping you succeed in whatever thing or aspiration that you have. So I wanted to say to you, use that time and space. Use that time and space to learn more about you. Use that time and space to develop yourself. Use that time and space to find out what are the things that make you come alive. Use that space to research. Use that space to start that business. Use that space to connect with the Most High. Use that space to reinvent yourself spirituality wise. Use that space to propel yourself so that when that gap year ends, you are ready for the opportunity. It goes back to the saying, it's better to have an opportunity that you're prepared for than an opportunity that you're not prepared for. Because if you get that opportunity that you're not prepared for, you won't see and you won't appreciate it. You will undervalue it and it will pass you by just like that. But if you are prepared for that opportunity, you are able to make the most out of that opportunity because you've worked on yourself enough to meet that opportunity halfway. So this, as I'm saying this, I'm also preaching to myself that these times, these gap years, these gap months, these gap weeks that I've taken without recording, I've also been working on myself. I've also been in a space where I'm relearning about me. I'm relearning about my journey. And I'm appreciating the mist that I feel is blinding my way forward. I'm appreciating all these small nuggets that I'm learning from this process that I'm in. And I know that
the space and time that I'm in has prepared me enough to be confident once again, to stand behind these mics, to stand in front of this beautiful community of authentics and share my dreams and passions one more time, and to uplift one more time. So I want to say to you, if you feel like you are stand still and not moving, understand and acknowledge the time that you are in, but trust that you're not motionless. You are in motion, you are moving, but it's going to take more than just us moving. We need to understand how we are moving in order to see where we are going, because we could just be moving without any direction. It is only the fourth month of the year. It's a very crucial month. I'm in the fifth month because it's May now. But I would like to encourage each and every one of us who's going to listen to say, if you see that a friend, a family member is in that gap space, encourage them to connect to their higher self. Because in order for the output, in order for the output to be there, we have to start inward. We need to invest more on the input. In order for the output to be fruitful, we have to take time and invest on the input. We have to take time to invest on the input so that when we take out this energy to the world, we are able to manifest the things that we want, the things that we need, and the things that we feel the world should receive. We are able to manifest our best selves and put our best selves forward. I believe that each and every one of us is great, as authentic as we are, and we shouldn't let sometimes feeling like we are stuck take that away from us. We should allow the process, we should respect the process, and we should embrace the process. With that said, authentics, I'd like to just emphasize on this point. This gap year that you are in, that I'm in, is a crucial moment. One that will determine whether we were meant to stand on top of the hill, the mountains, or buried under those hills and mountains. So let's make a choice, let's make a decision to be conscious about it. And most importantly, let's invest inward on the input so that our output can be exactly what we've put inside of us. Till we meet next time, have yourself an authentic, beautiful week ahead.